So, generally, when we want to educate our dependents, we need to tell them things in terms of black and white. But at the same time, while we tell them, we are living in a society where we cannot be judgmental. So we may dislike some things, we may feel even revolted by certain things, but we may have to live with those things. So how do we, at one side, not be revolted by certain things, at the same time, we educate also, that this is right, this is wrong. Yeah, that actually requires a lot of maturity. Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America, he was born in a pure Vaishnava family. He had never even drunk tea, never even considered breaking a regulative principle. And here he was surrounded by young American hippies whose only regulative principle was to break all regulative principles. So often they would not bathe for days, what to speak of the stench of this thing. Prabhupada would go on the streets and sometimes on the streets itself, because these hippies, they had no homes to live and they believed in free everything. So sometimes on the streets they would be having sex with each other. Prabhupada was just a Swami passing by or along the way. One time he was going along and there were some people who would just lie on his doorway. And when he would come by a stick, they would hear and they would just get up and move. One day they just did not move, that person did not move. And then he found that, he tried to shake him and he found that person had died. So he had just taken a drug-induced high and in that only overdose he had died over there. So actually, if Prabhupada had allowed his, surely Prabhupada must have felt appalled by many of the things that he saw over there. But his purpose was stronger than his emotions or whatever instinctive emotion that came to him. His purpose of serving Krishna was stronger. And because of that, he stayed in that situation also. So sometimes so maturity essentially means that we ensure that our purpose is stronger than our emotions. So of course, one advantage in today's culture is going more towards postmodern. So you do what you want to do. You don't impose it on me. So if we are vegetarian also, some devotees, some Prabhupada disciples, they said in 1960s, the idea was if you had to be a vegetarian, that means you will have to live your life eating vegetables. People had no idea of vegetarian cuisines. So Hegri Prabhu writes that we were delighted to discover that Swamiji's knowledge of vegetarian recipes was as vast as his knowledge of Sanskrit shlokas. So now vegetarian has become at least an acceptable alternative lifestyle, if not even any times a respectable alternative lifestyle. So it is not difficult in that sense to practice our own principles. And if we find certain situations intolerable, there is always a way of telling it in a way. We don't have to say that I can't tolerate this meat because it's sinful or because it is a product of murder or whatever. So if talking about those judgmental terms, you can just say, I have some allergy or something like that, because of which I can't stand this. And it is in a sense true. Allergy is not just a neurochemical phenomena. It's also if we feel something repelled by sin, it is some kind of that. So we don't have to blame them for it. But that doesn't mean that just because we don't want to blame, that doesn't mean that we have to subject ourselves to unnecessary misery. And as far as our children are concerned, we can surely educate them, and they will need, initially, they follow us because initially children consider the parents to be God. Whatever you tell, I'll do. But as they grow up, then they will need, their intelligence starts working, and they will also need to be explained. So we talk about the violence that is involved in animal killing, the karma that is there, as per whatever they can understand, so that they know why they are choosing what they are doing. And they will, that way, learn a lot from our example. So if we are also living purely, then they will naturally want to know why are we living like this. And even if sometimes they don't see things in terms of black and white, they may think, oh, this is also not so bad. But even if they explore sometimes, especially in teenage, it may happen. But if they have got good impressions in childhood, that will bring them back. It'll bring them back as long as they have not been alienated by too much judgmentality. So many times children who start exploring teenage, once the teenagers get over, then they start saying, actually what I was taught was good for me. It's a better way of living. So basically, if we set an example and we keep our purpose strong, then we can harmonize our emotions in, or at least not harmonize, regulate our emotions according to the purpose. Does that address the question? Thank you. So thank you very much.